I don't think anybody in heaven is discussing whether they like the type of worship in heaven or not. What singing is going on, it's not my style. Because they understand in heaven, worship's not about us at all. It's about Him. If it pleases Him, if it honors Him, then it's worship acceptable to the Lord. There's so much discussion nowadays about the type of worship we like or don't like. And, you know, I think we've got to be flexible on both ends. And we have to say, Lord, if it honors You, if it's the best we can offer, and if You're pleased with it, then it doesn't matter what I like or don't like, but I should just give myself. And yield myself and exalt the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. We have people that come from all different churches here at camp, you know that. And not everybody worships the way we do at camp. We do pretty much in our fellowship. I think that's, if you went to any one of our fellowship churches, we'd be singing many of the same songs and worshiping the Lord as we do here. And we know that you come from churches where you love the Lord and you worship the Lord perhaps differently. We couldn't mix all that together. We'd be all confused, wouldn't we? But, you know, we just have to say, Lord, where I am, I'm going to worship You as the Spirit leads us there, and I'm going to sing with all my heart, and I'm going to just bow before the Lord, and I'm not going to be so much concerned about what I like or don't like, but I'm going to be concerned about whether it honors the Lord or not. And if it does, then I have no problem with it. Praise God. And that helps us then to blend together. Praise God. And I just... We were thinking of that the other day, how there's such a mixture of people. And your worship and your church is very precious to You, I'm sure, and precious to the Lord. And in our church, we trust it's the same. Precious to the Lord. Here at camp, we love to worship Jesus here. We love to sing the hymns and other worshipful songs that bring us into His presence and that really honor Him and exalt the truths that He gives us in His Word. And I imagine you don't know some of these songs. Some of you, I notice, I look around and I see that some of you aren't able to sing along with us. And the other morning I felt guilty. I told everyone they should be singing, and then I didn't tell you half the songs where they were in the book. Well, how do you do that? That's why it helps if you're sitting next to someone and they don't know the page number, you do find it for them and share it with them. Praise God. That's always very helpful. But let's enter in. Maybe it's different and you have to make some adjustments, but ask the Lord to help you. And when the Lord leads us to praise, praise along with us. And when the Lord leads us to sing a song, look it up, sing it, think about the words, sing them to Him. And if the Lord should put silence upon us, then get still. A lot of people don't know what to do with those quiet times. Well, the best thing you can do is just close your eyes and tell Jesus you love Him. You can't go wrong doing that. And then just say, Lord, here I am. I'm just lying down on the operating table. Make whatever changes you see need to be made. You know, if I was having an operation, I probably wouldn't be telling the surgeon what to do next. But I'd try to be as still as I could. I'd figure that he knows what he's doing. And you know, sometimes it's like that in a meeting. We just get so still. And the Lord is doing something very precious. We don't have to tell Him what to do. We don't even have to understand what He's doing. But we can be still and we can worship Him in our hearts. And you get a sense that something very precious is going on deep within your soul. And you find that it's even in times like that, of silence, that some of the greatest miracles of God are wrought. Some people say, well, that was a great meeting. We praised the Lord, we sang a lot of songs, and it was really loud, and everyone was really into it. But sometimes it's a great meeting if it's quiet. And Jesus is able to work and move, and we don't get in His way. And so, whatever meeting the Lord wants, they're His meetings. It doesn't matter whether we like silence or we like praise or we like hymns or we like choruses. We just want Jesus to like what's going on. And if we let Him lead us, then we know that He'll be pleased. He'll lead us to do those things that please and honor Him. And so let's ask the Lord to make us adjustable and versatile and willing to just be what He wants us to be, where we are. Praise God for His glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Every once in a while we'll find a song that everybody knows, no matter what church you're part of. Oh, come let us adore. Song out of our white book. Number one, oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness.
Thank you. the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name. Glory, 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 glory. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Glory, glory, glory. Praise the name of
Lord, we pray that you'll help us to fit into your program, to lay aside our own ideas and preferences and so on. And Lord, help us to benefit by entering in to the flow of the Holy Spirit. Lord, the way you lead us here in this place, we pray that you'll help us to all yield ourselves to you and give ourselves to the way in which you manifest yourself and work. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for the way that you blend us together. We thank you for the unity in the Spirit, Lord. And we know that as we all open our hearts to the Holy Spirit, that you unite us to Jesus and you unite us one to another. And we thank you for that, Lord. We don't take that for granted, the blessing, the unity that we experience here in this place. We want to thank you for that which you have done for us along these lines during this time that we're here. For the love and the unity among the staff, the working together, and among the guests as well. Jesus, we just want to thank you for that. We know it's your doing, Lord. And we pray, Jesus, that it'll be all that you want it to be. We pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. Praise God.
I want to thank God for, again, just giving me peace again this week. Right after I gave my testimony, I walked out of service, I had a voicemail on my phone saying that one of my closest friends went into cardiac arrest. And she was basically in a coma, not breathing, no responding, and her parents were basically only going to keep her alive until I got home so I could say goodbye to her. 20 minutes after that, I got a phone call from my dad saying that my mom was in the hospital. And it's, for me, family is really important. I just like being home, and, you know, the thought in my mind went, oh, well, maybe I shouldn't have come to town. But then right away that thought went away because so much has just blessed me since I've been here. So I get really anxious about things like that, and I was fine, which was very different for me. I just had a peace that everything was going to be okay, and even though doctors said my friend wasn't going to make it, and even though my mom was going to need surgery that she would need the next day, I was still fine. So yesterday I got a phone call saying my mom didn't need surgery and she was home and that she was fine. And this morning I got a phone call from my friend's parents saying that my friend was awake out of a coma, responding, and would just need therapy for a couple of months. So I just want to thank God for just providing, even while I'm here at camp and just so far away, and not like I would be much help if I was there, but I just want to thank God for just always being there and just never leaving and just providing that peace that no one else can.
Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God. Yes. Hallelujah. It's just like Jesus to roll the clouds away. It's just like Jesus to keep me day by day. It's just like Jesus all along the way.
just like His great love. It's just like Jesus to roll the clouds away. It's just like Jesus to keep me day by day. It's just like Jesus all along the way. It's just like His great love.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. And let's sing, "What a Friend We Have in Jesus." I think that's number 403, but I'm guessing, so. Good guess. 403. Praise God. Why don't we stand while we sing? Might be hot. You'd like to get up. Jesus knows our every weakness.